You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Lisa Smith. Lisa is with the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance. Lisa, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Lisa, first of all, before we get into what this program's about that you all are sponsoring, tell us a little bit about the dance program here at UTEP.
Gladly. Well, I'm in my 12th year here at UTEP, and I'm currently serving as head of the dance program. Our program has grown very much in the past few years. We now have approximately 75 dance majors in two different degrees. We have a BFA in dance performance and a BA in dance with teaching certification. So we're able to put kids in the teaching field if that's where they want to go, or also gear them toward performance in graduate school if that's the track they want to choose.
As we're approaching the Big 50, the 50 years ago today, 1964 that everybody talks about, what changed or America lost its innocence, that was a year known to where you could be free and, you know, pop music was really big then, and rock and roll and dancing. And, of course, like every generation, the parents always said, you know, I don't like that music. I don't like that dancing. Tell us a little bit about how do you interpret dancing?
What we do is concert dance. We teach mainly classes in modern dance, contemporary dance, ballet, dance for music theater. So these are dances that specialize in stage work. We do some social dancing, and we do some classes for general public on campus. And there you might find kids who are a little more reluctant to stand out, particularly in dance appreciation, or some of these more academic courses where we get a wide sampling of the university population. But I find that once you build a sense of trust in the classroom, most people are anxious to get up and try. And that's why they're there.
I'm glad you mentioned modern dance and contemporary dance, because a lot of people don't have a problem with it, but don't understand. They'll say, what is modern dance?
Actually, modern dance, the term, derives from dance that was created at the early part of the 20th century. So it's sort of a misnomer to call it modern anymore. And now sort of the overarching concept is contemporary dance, which incorporates American modern dance or world modern dance. Also some improvisation, as you pointed out. And it's sort of a hybrid form, and that seems to be the way dance is going. No longer is one strictly a modern dancer or strictly a ballet dancer. And that's what we strive to teach our students, is how to be a dancer, so that whatever a choreographer throws at you, whatever your job demands, you are able to work in that genre.
And you being a dance instructor, professor here on campus, the fact that dance, people might say, well, it's modern dance or it's something new, but dancing has been around forever, even
it's the oldest language. It's the oldest language.
Do you have classes on that at all?
We do teach dance history. We also have a world dance course that kind of looks at how dance fits into different cultures around the world. Very interesting, an anthropology kind of slant on dance.
As we mentioned at the beginning of the program, there is an event that the theater and dance department is presenting, and it's going to be on February 7th. It begins, and it's the Trials of Obrero El Campesino. Tell us about this, Lisa, because you choreographed one of the pieces.
I did. I choreographed the title piece, and I'm very excited about this project. When we knew that the centennial for UTEP was coming around, the department asked if dance would take over the presentation of something that would honor this birthday of UTEP's. And I was trying to think, what could we do? What could we say that would be relevant to our UTEP audience and to dance audiences? And I began to think of the different elements that were going on at the time in 1914 when UTEP was born. And as you know, the Mexican Revolution was in full swing across the border, and a lot of the planning was actually going on here in El Paso. If you look worldwide in the art world, Serge Diaghilev and the Ballet Russe were working closely with Stravinsky on the premiere of a wonderful ballet called Petrushka. And then I started thinking about how prominent itinerant theater and puppet theater actually was in that time in 1914, in the early part of the 20th century, from Mexico City all the way up through San Antonio in entertaining and sort of providing a political theater for the populace. So I tried to put all these things together, and what we've come up with is a version of Stravinsky's Petrushka set on the U.S.-Mexican border in 1914 at a Day of the Dead celebration. And that's basically what the Trials of Pobrero el Campesino is all about.
How difficult was it to choreograph something like this?
Well, much of it I modeled on the original choreography by Michel Fokine. Stravinsky's ballet, Petrushka, he wrote the score and the libretto, but Michel Fokine is the one who actually did the choreography. It's a very well-known piece. It features a couple of very well-known dances. So I modeled my choreography after Fokine. In the group pieces, though, I wanted to do something more indicative of Mexican-American culture, and therefore that's all original work.
So as far as the dancers themselves, will they be in Mexican Revolution-era costumes?
Oh, they will. They will indeed. We have two soldaderas. We have two Catrinas. We have Mexican town folk. We have a lady bullfighter. And then the three main characters in the original ballet are Petrushka, who is sort of an everyman puppet figure. He sort of represents us all. He's a character who's hapless and feeling the pressures of not being able to assert himself. He longs to have human emotions. He longs to triumph over adversity. In our production, he's a campesino. He's a peasant. In the original ballet, the female lead is a ballerina, kind of a ditzy ballerina, to be truthful. In our production, she's a chino poblana. In the original production, the villain puppet is a Moor. In our production, he's a hacendado. So we've kind of taken the original characters and remodel them to reflect characters that were present in the era of the Mexican Revolution.
What you just described sounds a little bit more like it caters to everybody, because including dialogue, is it going to be bilingual?
Or no, there is no dialogue.
No dialogue at all?
Strictly a ballet. It's
okay,
all done with movement and music.
Uh-huh. And so when you're dealing with that, you have to be very careful, I would imagine, as the dancer, just as much as the actor does. If he or she has a lead part, they interpret the words through their moves, and I guess it's the frame of reference to the audience, how they perceive it.
Right. And I think the characters are broadly enough drawn to where it won't be a problem for people to follow the story without dialogue. I know a lot of people are unfamiliar with dance in that sense that we don't use words, but as you say, I think the style of dance, it does have classical ballet in it. It also has a lot of folk idiom. The characters are very broadly drawn. The costuming is wonderful. One of the things that's so exciting about this piece, the original, in 1914 or 1911 is when it actually premiered, is that the Ballet Russe took the best of all the arts at the time: scene designing, costume designing, music, dance, all of the elements, and put them together kind of on equal footing. And that's what we're kind of trying to do here. The lighting done by our student designers is marvelous and magical. The costuming, also done by a student, very, very exciting. And our scene designer, Ross Fleming, has done a marvelous set. So all of the elements, I think, come together in this piece to make it a truly universally enjoyable piece.
And you know, a lot of times people don't pay attention to what goes on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to a movie and you hear the score, and of course, you know, a lot of the old Westerns with John Wayne, that's marvelous music in the background. However, you know, people don't really pay attention to that music until they hear what now we have soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go, oh, that's from that movie, this from this. But if it wasn't for these backs behind the scene guys,
mm-hmm.
I use that generically, this just wouldn't fly like it would. It could.
True. And as far as soundtracks or sound scores go, this work of Stravinsky's is really exciting and really fun.
Now, on the poster, it says that there's also going to be some dances by Andrea Vasquez and Dr. Myron Adell?
Yes. And those are great pieces, too. Myron's done a wonderful trio to the Gershwin piano preludes. It's going to have live music played by J.J. Kaufman, who is actually the husband of Andrea Vasquez, and he's a very fine musician. He'll be playing the Gershwin live on stage and interacting with the dancers. And that's kind of a jazzy piece, kind of from the same period. You know, Gershwin was around the early part of the 20th century as well. And then Andrea's work, it's called Call of the Raven, a marvelous contemporary work, kind of focusing on the different elements of earth and fire and wind, and kind of following part of the idea of a religion called Bon, which is still practiced in Bhutan. And, you know, we have a great relationship with Bhutan, so she kind of took that as her reference and her inspiration and created this very rhythmic and soulful piece, very abstract modern dance piece to this, based on the tenets of the religion Bon, which is still practiced today.
And for that, I would imagine also you needed special costumes and because, as you said, you know, we have the Bhutanese architecture, everything, and this being our centennial year, we have a lot of things going on. So this is a perfect, perfect way to celebrate the centennial.
I agree. I agree. And I hope everyone will come out and see it. I'm very proud of this production.
Now, tell us a little bit about audience-wise. Mm-hmm. Is this, you think, for children, adults, or everybody?
I do, Louis. I think this is one of the most child-appropriate shows we've done in a while. And I think it's something that all ages, all walks of life, I think it's something everyone can enjoy.
And what theater is going to be at?
This is going to be at the Wise Family Theater, which is on the second floor of the Fox Fine Arts Complex.
Now, we're at the beginning of the semester, so, and I know we talked a little bit about your dance program earlier, and there may be some people who may be interested in taking classes. It might be a little bit late this semester to add because I'm sure that a lot of the classes are full. But our catalog has plenty of classes available in dance.
Yes, and all of our beginning level classes are open to anyone on campus. Once we get in the more advanced levels, you know, it requires a little bit of auditioning. But all our beginning level classes are open to anyone, and we encourage people to come and give it a try.
So if especially the one that you talked about, the history of dance, mm-hmm. it seems like that would be a fabulous course to
That's
take.
A fabulous course. It is an upper level course, but and, you know, people can take that too. It is a junior level course, but we do have beginning ballet, beginning contemporary dance, beginning dance for the music theater, dance appreciation, all kinds of classes that people with an interest in dance can come and see what we do.
Lisa, what is the number that people should call if they have additional questions either about your dance program or information to get tickets?
For tickets and information, they can call the UTEP, the Wise Family Theater box office at 747-5118. And for information on our program, I welcome them to call me at 747-6509. Or email me at lisas@utep.edu. I'm always happy to talk about our program.
Tell us one more time what the dates are for this program.
We open on February 7th, and we close on February 16th. Evening performances are at 8. Sunday afternoon matinees are at 2:30.
Thank you very much for being with us, Lisa. We've been visiting with Lisa Smith. She is with the UTEP Department of Theater and Dance. And talking about the trials of Pobrero el Campesino. And that, again, debuts on February 7th, and it continues through the 16th. For more information, you can call 747-5118, or if you're interested in finding out more about the classes, you can call Lisa at 747-6509 or lisas@utep.edu. Lisa, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, Louie. I enjoyed it.
Focused on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Felix Caceres. Our thanks to our producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.